Father God, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable in your sight. Ask for your presence, O Father God, to fill this place and fill me, O Father. I pray the Holy Spirit will stand before me and minister this precious word, O Father God. And let everyone be blessed, O Father God. And let us go with your fullness, O Father, and your grace and mercy. In Jesus' precious name we ask this. Amen. Please be seated. I praise God for this wonderful opportunity to stand before you once again. And actually, I'm a mouthpiece for Pastor Light, like how Moses was a mouthpiece. So I'm like Aaron today, but definitely I will not lead you to the calf, I'll lead you to the Lord. And I also thank, the pastor from Bombay for giving me this time, in spite of Uncle being here, his brother is here, but still giving me this time. So I just take it as an awesome privilege, and I pray for the grace of God to speak through me and minister this word. I'm completely depending on him. So just once again, it's so good to be a part of the family and also stand here, not just as a stranger. We have many people coming from India, many evangelists, and they are coming from outside, but somebody from inside will know really what's going on in the hearts of American Indians here. So, and I stand as part of you, and I'm not preaching to you, I'm preaching to myself as well as you and for each and every one of us. முடிஞ்சா நான் கொஞ்சம் தமிழ்லையும் பேசுகிறேன். தூய சென்னை தமிழாக தான் இருக்கும், அதனால் கொஞ்சம் ப்ளீஸ் எக்ஸ்கியூஸ் மீ. பிஃபோர் ஐ ஸ்டார்ட் த சப்ஜெக்ட், சங்கீதம் 51:12 வசனம் யாருனா படித்தாங்க நல்லாயிருக்கும் தமிழ் பைபிளில். இந்த இங்கிலீஷ் இட் சேஸ் அப்போல் மீ வித் அ வில்லிங் ஸ்பிரிட். தமிழில் யாருனா படிங்க. ஓகே, ஸோ NASB, நான் யூஸ்வலி ரீட் த அமெரிக்கன் ஸ்டாண்டர்ட் வேர்ஷன், அதில் வந்து இட் சேஸ் அப்போல் மீ வித் அ வில்லிங் ஸ்பிரிட். பட் இந்த டேமில் பைபிள் இட் சேஸ் உற்சாகமான ஆவி என்னை தாங்கும்படி செய்யும். ஸோ ஐ பிலீவ் தட் இஸ் அ வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் டைப் ஆஃப் அ ஸ்பிரிட். இட் இஸ் நாட் ஜஸ்ட் பார்ட் ஆஃப் த ஹோலி ஸ்பிரிட், ஆவி அப்படின்னு போட்டிருக்கு. அது மட்டும் இல்லை, பட் இட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ அன் ஆட்டிடியூட் ஆஃப் த மைண்ட். ஸோ அந்த உற்சாகமான ஆவி வந்து நம்மளுக்கு ரொம்ப அவசியம், இல்லாட்டி வி கெனாட் ரன். இஃப் பாஸ்டர் இஸ் ஹியர் டுடே ஆஃப்டர் ஆல் தட் ஹேப்பன் டு ஹிம், ஐ வுட் சே இட் இஸ் ஹீ இஸ் பீங் அப்ஹெல்ட் வித் த ஹோலி ஸ்பிரிட், வித் அ வில்லிங் ஸ்பிரிட். அந்த வில்லிங் ஸ்பிரிட் இருக்கனால, அந்த உற்சாகமான ஆவி இருக்கிறதுனால தான் இங்கே வரார். ஸோ இஃப் ஈச் அண்ட் எவ்ரி ஒன் ஆஃப் அஸ் கெட் ரைஸ் அப் வித் தேட் கைண்ட் ஆஃப் அ ஸ்பிரிட், வீ குட் ஷேக் திஸ் நேஷன் அண்ட் வீ குட் பிரிங் பீப்புள் இன் டு திஸ் சர்ச் அண்ட் ஃபில் எவ்ரி எம்டி சீட் இன் திஸ் place. How many of you believe that? So I believe God is doing great. God is going to do great things in our lives, and the way we are going, the prayers of this church has raised the pastor. And so I believe there is power in this church. It's not just sometimes we feel, Lord, I am powerless, and there are other people who are more powerful than me. But God has already deposited his strength. நம்மளுக்கு ஏற்கனவே அந்த பலத்தையும் அந்த வல்லமையும் கொடுத்துருக்காரு. ஆனால் என்ன ஒரு பிரச்சனைனா, அது வி டோன்ட் எக்ஸசைஸ் இட். அது வந்து வி நீட் டு கீப் எக்ஸசைசிங் தட். ஸோ இஃப் வி டோன்ட் எக்ஸசைஸ், இட் வில் லை லேட்டன்ட். ஸோ த மெயின் ரீசன் வை ஐ எம் டேக்கிங் திஸ் சர்மன் டுடே இஸ் டு ஃபில் தட் வாய்ட் இன் ஆர் லைஃப்ஸ் and the emptiness. And it so happens whenever I preach this particular sermon, the church is empty, a little bit empty at least. But maybe I don't know why, but it happens everywhere I go. But maybe God probably wants me to preach this message today so that we could fill every empty seat as well as fill our lives with his fullness. And the emptiness I've been solomodo, what is that emptiness? I could have looked for a better word, but it was a little bit more complicated. தமிழில் சொல்ல போனால் ஒரு வெறுமை, ஒரு விரட்சி. இன் இங்கிலீஷ் யூ கேன் சே ஃபியூட்டிலிட்டி ஆர் அ ஃபீலிங் ஆஃப் யூஸ்லெஸ்னஸ், மேபி ஈவன் ஹோப்லெஸ்னஸ். ஸோ லாட் ஆஃப் அஸ் இந்தியாவிலேருந்து நம்ம வரோம், சின்ன அஸ் சூன் அஸ் வி கம் டு யூஎஸ், ஒன் ஆஃப் த திங்ஸ் தட் கைண்ட் ஆஃப் ஸ்ட்ரைக்ஸ் அஸ் இஸ் திஸ் ஃபீலிங் ஆஃப் எம்டினஸ். இது எனக்கும் வந்தது, உங்களுக்கு வந்திருக்குமா நான் தெரில, பட் ஐ எம் ஷுர் இந்த ஊருக்கு வந்த உடனே ஃபஸ்ட் திங் தட் யூ ஃபீல் இஸ் அ எம்டினஸ். ஸோ அஃப் குட் ஃப்ரெண்ட் ஆஃப் மைன், ஐ யூஸ் டு ப்ரே வித் ஹிம் ஓவர் த ஃபோன் அண்ட் வி ஆர் இஸ் இஸ் அரவுண்ட் ஹியர். பட் நாட் இன் திஸ் சர்ச் டெஃபினெட்லி. பட் எ குட் ஃப்ரெண்ட் ஆஃப் மைண்ட், ஹி வுட் பி வுட் டாக் இட் வெரி ஆஃபன். அடிக்கடி பேசிப்போம் ஃபோனில், நிறையா டிஸ்கஸ் பண்ணுவோம், லைஃபை பற்றி பேசுவோம், ஃபிலாசபிக்கலாக பேசுவோம். இஸ் அ வெரி யூனோ இஸ் அ டீப் திங்கர். ஸோ ஒரு நாள் என்கிட்ட சொன்னாப்புல இந்த மாதிரி, அண்ணா நான் இந்தியாவுக்கு போயிடலான்னு பார்க்குறேன். அப்போ தான் வந்திருக்கார் ஊர்லேருந்து ஒரு ஃபியூ மந்த்ஸ் தான். அப்போ சொன்னார், அண்ணா நான் இந்தியாவுக்கு போகலான்னு பார்க்குறேன் அப்படின்னு. ஏன் இந்தியா அப்படின்னு? ஏன்னா ஹி வாஸ் யூனோ வெல் செட்டில் இயர் அண்ட் வீடெல்லாம் வாங்கியாச்சு, எவ்ரி திங் ஒய்ஃப் இஸ் இயர், ஒய்ஃப் இஸ் ஏர்னிங், ஹீஸ் இன் ஐடி ஃபீல்ட், வெல் செட்டில். ஸோ அவர் சொன்னால், ஏன் இந்தியா இல்லைண்ணே? எனக்கு ஒரு மாதிரி வெறுமையாக தோணுது, எனக்கு ஐ ஃபீல் எம்டி, வெறும் ஒரு வெறுமை என்னுடைய வாழ்க்கையில் இருக்குது. அப்போ நான் சொன்னேன், அப்படியா? ஸோ இந்தியா போயிட்டு அந்த வெறுமை போயிடுமா அப்படின்னு. அது போய்டாண்ணா, எனக்கு நிறையா ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஸ் இருக்காங்க, அமெரிக்கன் காலேஜ் ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஸ் எல்லாமே இருக்காங்க. ஸோ ஐ ஹாவ் லாட் ஆஃப் ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஸ் அண்ட் ரிலேட்டிவ்ஸ், மை பேரண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் தேர், எவ்ரி ஒன் ஆர் தேர். ஸோ ஐ ஃபீல் ஹாப்பி அண்ட் ஹியர் ஐ ஃபீல் திஸ் சென்ஸ் ஆஃப் எம்டினஸ் அண்ட் வாய்ட் இன் மை லைஃப். ஸோ ஐ ஃபீல் ஐ ஷுட் கோ பேக். ஸோ அந்த எம்டினஸ் அப்படின்னு சொன்னோன்னே, நான் வந்து சின்ஸ் ஐவ் டன் மாஸ்டர்ஸ் இன் சைக்காலஜி, நான் வந்து உடனே சைக்கோ இதில் பார்க்க ஆரம்பிச்சிட்டேன். ஓ மேபி யூனோ ஹீ நீட்ஸ் சம் கவுன்சிலிங் அண்ட் ஆல் தோஸ் திங்ஸ். அண்ட் ஐ வாஸ் திங்கிங் டீப் அபவுட் தட். அப்போது யோசிக்கும் போது ஐ ஃபீல் காட்ஸ் டெலிங் மீ இட் இஸ் மோர் தென் ஜஸ்ட் சைக்காலஜி, பிகாஸ் அஃப்கோர்ஸ் வி ஆல் ஆர் யூனோ ஹியூமன் பீங்ஸ் அண்ட் வி ஹாவ் அ மைண்ட் செட்ஸ் அண்ட் வி ஹாவ் அவர் இமோஷன்ஸ். ஸோ நம்ம ஒன் ஆஃப் த ரீசன்ஸ் ஐ வாஸ் திங்கிங் வை வி ஆர் கோயிங் த்ரூ திஸ் எம்டினஸ் இன் திஸ் கண்ட்ரி இஸ் சம்டைம் யூனோ சம்டைம்ஸ் வி ஹாவ் அ கோல் and we say if I reach that goal, you know, my life is settled, I am blessed, I will be very happy, I will be, you know, like a pot in the end of the rainbow, rangla and the mari, like you know, if I go to that place and if I reach that goal in my life, I'll just hit the ultimate thing, you know, after that my life is settled. So when we have such an aims in our life, maybe it may not be a goal of coming to the USA, but it might be something small, like for example, if I get that Mercedes Benz, you know, that is my life is settled. Or if I get that job, I'm settled, that's all, I'm happy. So the problem is when we get that thing, you know, we come to that stage where we feel that, you know, that is not satisfying us, that is not giving us the satisfaction that we really thought we will have. So appana the disappointment varudhu, and the disappointment vandhu appra hopelessness and depression and darkness and all kinds of things. So these are the psychological aspects. But at the same time, you know, I felt emptiness is not just the things of this world, just not just because of the situations around us or circumstances, but it is also a spiritual matter, because God has you know, as Billy Graham says, there's a God shaped vacuum in each and every one of our hearts, but and we are supposed to be filling it with God, but our human minds are saying, no, God is fine, you know, he's unseen, he's somewhere in this world, but I have my own agenda, I have my own plans to fill those empty spaces. And we go after it, we go with a job and money and, you know, relationships and other things, and we try and try and try, all our lives we are trying and we are pursuing, but it doesn't fill that void, and therefore, you know, our lives are empty. So that void can only be filled with the Spirit of the living God. And you know, in the book of I think it's Jeremiah 2:5, it says, thus says the Lord, what injustice did your fathers find in me, that they went far from me and walked after emptiness and became empty. So in the empty, in the verumai, yeah, nammalude vaalkaila varudna, we are pursuing that emptiness. We think going to America, I will fill that. We think, you know, if I get the citizenship, that emptiness will be filled. If we think that if I have all these things, you know, and or whatever dreams we have, which is natural for every human being, but we think if we have those things, our lives will be fulfilled and filled. But on the emptiness, when we pursue, we are just pursuing after emptiness. That's why God says here, they went far from me and walked after emptiness and became empty. When we follow something, you know, we become like that. When we follow Jesus, we become like Jesus. When we follow after emptiness, we become empty inside. So, you know, that is just an intro. So let us go to the Luke chapter 5. It's more a small devotional. And, you know, I love doing this kind of a study, but it is kind of different from the intense study that pastor usually gives. So, koncham patient aarunga, but it is a beautiful study if you can get the essence of it. So Luke chapter 5 verse 1, can somebody read? When we, you know, we can go faster also. 5:1 padikringla 5. So it says here the people were crowding around him. So being an evangelist, I go to so many places and, you know, after the, usually it's not so empty, but it is crowded. And when we preach and when we sing, after the song is over or the message is over, people come and crowd around us. And, you know, some people try to get prayed. This is what we see in usual our convention meetings and other things. You know, people are crowding around the evangelist or the preacher. And, you know, he feels so elated. And people say, oh, Father, Pastor, evangelist, we were so blessed to pray for me. And we are so preoccupied by the things around us. But here Jesus, you know, even though the crowd was surrounding him, they were trying to touch him and get the healing. All kinds of, just imagine that situation, a crowd around Jesus. If Jesus was here, I believe he's here, but in the, you know, in the physical realm, if he was here, then what we would do? We would just crowd around him, right? And he would just pester him and say, Lord, do me this, give me that, and everything. But at such a situation, Jesus is not looking at just the crowd. His eyes goes beyond the crowd. So let's go to verse 2. Yeah, he says here, he saw two boats lying at the edge of the lake, but the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. So in spite of the crowd around him, in spite of all the, you know, the clamor and the pressure and, you know, the joy around him, he ignores that and looks beyond that situation. You know, sometimes we human beings, and even if we are in the ministry, we can get carried away by the people. We can get carried away by the situation. But God looks beyond that. And here his eyes fall on two empty boats. Two empty boats. So I felt, you know, when I read this scripture, I felt emptiness attracts God's attention. I think it's there, right? So emptiness. The verumai and the kartar un verumaiyai virumbugirar. How about that? You know, sometimes we think I'm empty, I'm depressed, I'm hopeless. God's looking for empty vessels. You know, it's there's a saying, empty vessels make more noise. You know, but it's not like that. He says, he looks at that emptiness. Rendu boat irukku, thaniya irukku. Sometimes we feel, you know, in our life, Lord, so many things are happening. People are enjoying going for concerts and football match and they're enjoying their lives. But I'm here, just an empty vessel in that corner and totally ignored. When I go to church, people are laughing and talking, but I don't know the pain in my heart I'm going through. You know, like even the physical pain that pastor went through, or you know, the spiritual or mental pain that we go through, the emotional pain that we go through. Outside people are laughing and inside we are hurting and we think, nobody knows. Nobody knows the things that I'm going through. But God sees you in that loneliness. God sees you in that emptiness. God sees you in the corner. And here Peter was washing the nets. And they thought, you know, maybe one day's catch, if they had missed, probably there's no food for them that day. They might have suffered in hunger that day. And they were totally discouraged. There was here a big crowd on the side and people were thronging around Jesus. Miracles were happening. And probably Peter was thinking, okay, you're doing miracles to those people. But here I am in my loneliness. Can you understand my loneliness? Can you understand my emptiness? Lord, I'm going through so much. How many of us have complained about that? I've said that many times. Lord, I'm going through so much. Nobody knows. Outside they think I'm a good guitarist or a preacher or something. But inside I'm hurting. I'm going through this emptiness. I tell you, my friends, every one of us go through that. You know, because God wants us to go through that so that he could come and fill that emptiness in our lives. So here, verse 2, he saw two boats lying at the edge of the lake, but the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. Probably they're thinking, okay, let's go for another profession, sell our nets and say goodbye to this profession and try to do something else. But God uses empty vessels. Verse 3, can we read that, please? So probably, you know, Jesus could read the mind of Peter, like he reads our mind. He is going through so much and he's disappointed. Night full fishing ponanga, the mean pudika ponanga, onnume kadaikala. You know, maybe it was a very surprising night. I'm sure at least being a professional fisherman, he could have caught at least one fish or maybe even a tadpole or something. But knowing that he's a professional fisherman, something God deliberately, you know, did that day so that the fish would not bite or fish would not come to the net. And probably it was all God's plan. So if you're going through emptiness today, don't feel discouraged. Andavare, na ivlo kashtapadren. My life is almost over and I'm come to an end. I'm trying and praying and I'm giving up on my prayer. You know, don't feel disappointed, because at that empty space was not just created by circumstances. It could have been created by circumstances or our own sins or whatever. But still, God's ways are higher than our ways, and He knows what we are going through. And He knows those empty spaces in our lives. So God probably deliberately did not command the fish to go and fall in the net, because He wanted to go and into that net of Peter. And here it says in verse 3, and He got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little way from the land. And He sat down and began teaching the people from the boat. You know, when you are going through emptiness, you think, I'm a useless person. I've strived so much in this world, and I've done everything, and I've come to this point of emptiness and disappointment. But God can make use of you. That's how He did. You know, I was playing secular music, going to the world and doing a lot of rock music and other things. And I thought, if I have a lot of fans and if I have a lot of talents and, you know, a lot of friends, my life will be happy. And I did have all that. But there came a point in my life when all my friends deserted me. And I was just sitting alone with my guitar. And like this, there's a song that says, my guitar gently weeps. My guitar and myself are weeping. I was looking, where are my friends? You know, I don't want to take too much time sharing about my testimony, but they were all progressing in their lives. And I was sitting disappointed all alone as a failure. And I was looking, and then I felt, you know, this is the time that I need to really seek the Lord. I need to read the Word of God. I was reading the Word of God so many times, but as I started reading the Word of God in that time of emptiness, the Lord really started speaking to me, and He started changing and transforming my life. And things, you know, that totally changed. You know, before I could commit myself and say, Lord, you come and take control. And I've done that so many times. Being in a Christian family and going to school and Christian schools, I've gone to the done my altar call work so many times. I've gone to the altar, committed my life to the Lord, but nothing really changed. But when I came to that point of emptiness and started reading the Word of God, I felt that He was speaking to me directly. The Word of God became so dynamic. You know, the Word of God is saturated with the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we think, you know, I need to go to this kind of a meeting and then receive the Holy Spirit. Of course, God can give us the Holy Spirit in different situations and in places where He's moving. But many of us, we forget that the Word of God is soaked and saturated with the Holy Spirit. When we read the Word of God, the Holy Spirit will enter your heart. Because it is the Word, the living Word, that is so filled with the Holy Spirit. And we, so many times we go after servants of God and say, can I go behind this person and can he pray for me? Can he, you know, do this to me or prophesy this to me? And it's all good. But the Word of God is the ultimate. And if you're not neglecting the Word of God, I tell you, even the prophet's word will not come to pass. And so when the Word of God is precious in your life, many things can happen. God can fill that emptiness. I don't want to digress too much. In empty vessels, we are talking about the next slide, I think it says in 2 Timothy verse 2:40. It says, now in a large house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also vessels of wood and earthenware, and some to honor and some to dishonor. And it says, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work. You see, the good work does not come in the capacity that we have, but it is the master who will make us do good works. But there is one condition in this. It says, if anyone cleanses himself, if we can go before the Lord and ask the Lord to cleanse us, and ask the Lord to fill us. Lord, I'm feeling empty. I'm going through this kind of a situation. I feel so lonely. And I feel, you know, so far away from home. And I feel like, you know, all kinds of negative feelings. But Lord, I'm asking you to cleanse me. Because here the Word of God says, if anyone cleanses himself. You know, we are living in the grace movement today, where people preach and say, by the grace of God, everything will happen. Grace, grace, grace. So by the grace of God, you're already cleansed. I even heard one preacher saying, you don't even have to ask the Lord to forgive your sins. Because of His grace, your sins are already wiped out, you know. But here this verse says, if any man cleanses himself. So that means what? We have a role to play in this cleansing. It is not only just God will come there and, you know, dump a bucket of water and cleanse us, or even His holy blood and cleanse us. But it says cleanse himself. That just means I have a job to do in order to be cleansed. So my work is to go to the Lord and to the cross of Christ and ask Him to cleanse me. You know, that is the first stage, first step that we need to take in order for our emptiness to be filled. So the good news here is God is looking at empty vessels. God is looking at empty lives, and empty lives attract God's attention. You know, when I said that, many of you raised your hands and praised God, and I praise God for that, but there's another bad news that is following that. It says emptiness attracts the devil's attention. Satan verumaiyai virumbigiran avan paathite irukran yaar empty ah irukranga enga polam enga endha empty vessel la enga rent edukalam appdinu. In Luke chapter 11 verse 25 we read about the devil. I think Jesus says this, and he says when it comes out, you know, when we cast out demons and when people are delivered from the powers of darkness, what happens? The person is, you know, happy, cleansed. And here it says when it comes, the devil coming back, it comes back to that person who's cleansed. And it says when it comes, it finds it swept in and kept in order. And what does it do? It takes along seven other spirits, more evil than itself, and they go in and live there. And the last state of the man becomes worse than the first. இதுக்கு ரட்சிக்கே ரட்சிக்கப்படாமல் இருந்திருக்கலாம் போல இருக்கு. அந்த மாதிரி ஒரு சிச்சுவேஷன். You know, the last state of the person becomes worse than the first. And I was asking the Lord, Lord, you cleansed this person. You cleansed him with the blood. உம்முடைய ரத்தத்தால் கழுவப்பட்ட இந்த பாவி ஆண்டவரே, பட் ஏன் ஆண்டவரே இந்த திருப்பி அந்த பிசாஸ் வரணும்? You know, today we think we are Christians, we are born in Christian families, we go to church and we are cleansed by the blood of Jesus, we are saved on such and such a date, we are filled with the Holy Spirit. But why should the devil come back to us? But here it says, it finds it swept and put in order. So, it swept na na, it is completely empty. See, the main thing in this is, we can be saved. And we can be cleansed from all our past, our sins, our failures, or all our wickedness in our lives can be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. But if we are going to leave that heart and the room empty, without reading God's word, without going to church, without fellowshipping with the saints of God, and without growing in the Lord, then we are still empty. And we are definitely a good candidate for the devil. You know, sometimes I go to places and preach and then come back home, and I hope it never happens again, but I come back home and then it's like a Monday, and like many pastors, you know, they take Mondays off, and on that Monday I think, oh, today is a day break for me, so why do I need to pray? Why do I need to read the Bible? Let me just chill out, let me listen to music, and let me relax, and then think of the next, you know, the ministry or whatever. So when I come to that point, I happen to leave my heart empty without reading God's word or without meditating on him. I'm telling you practically what I'm going through, what I've been through. Hopefully I won't go through that again. But when I leave that heart empty, you know, I feel the attacks of the enemy coming against me, either health or some kind of oppression or something, you know. So it is very dangerous, you know, to leave our hearts empty. Today, if you are feeling empty, if we are feeling empty, let us exercise our salvation. The word of God says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So salvation is not something that happened, you know, in high school when we went to this altar and gave our lives to the Lord. But we need to work out our salvation every day. Every day, work out our salvation. Go to the Lord, ask him to fill you. Ask him to show his love and your prayer life and everything, you know. These are the things that will keep our hearts from being empty. So empty vessels, empty hearts can attract God's attention. At the very same time, it can attract the devil's attention. So let us be careful about that. The next thing that let's move on to verse 4 here. I'll read it probably. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon. So here, Jesus was sitting in the boat. Simon is just a fisherman, you know, probably not even worthy of the precious Savior Jesus Christ to step into this boat. But Jesus, you know, takes that great step of faith and he steps into this boat. And he uses us. So same way, when I was not saved, when I was going after the world, when I was serving the devil with my secular music and satanic music, the Lord was still using me. That was the best part. And I used to be surprised. Why, Lord? When I used to go and sing, people will come and say, oh, your song was so anointed. It touched me, brother. I felt so, you know, so much delivered after your song. But I was still serving the world. I was still serving the devil. But this is exactly what happened in my life. Jesus stepped into my boat and he began to use me. The same way he stepped into the boat of Simon Peter, He didn't care. Are you saved? Are you washed by the blood of Jesus? Are you, you know, are you living a holy life? Nothing. He just stepped into the boat and he began to use that boat. So today, if we want to have God into our lives, you know, let us know that we are just an open vessel. All we need to do is to say, God, step into my life. Step into my boat. Step into my, you know, my direction and go before me. So Simon Peter, even though he was not saved or whether he was a disciple or not, at that point I believe he was not a disciple, but he just gave room for the Lord. And so that is what, you know, that is in our Christian life, the first step is to come to a realization of our undeserving state. At the same time, we need to give room for the Lord. And when we begin to give room for the Lord will do great things. கர்த்தருக்காக ஒரு இடத்தை நம்ம இருதயத்தில் ஆயத்தப்படுத்துவோம். ஸோ வென் ஹி ஹட் ஃபினிஷ் ஸ்பீக்கிங் ஹி செட் டு சைமன், புட் அவுட் இன் டு த டீப் வாட்டர் அண்ட் லெட் டவுன் யுவர் நெட்ஸ் ஃபார் அ கேட்ச். யூ சி, சம்டைம்ஸ் யூ நோ வி ஃபீல் சோ மச் யூஸ்ட். சம்டைம்ஸ் ஐ சே, லார்ட், ஐ ஹவ் டன் டட் திஸ் டிட் திஸ் ஃபார் யூ, ஐ பிளே த கிட்டார் இன் செவரல் ஸ்டேஜஸ், ஐ ரேன் ஃபார் யூ, ஐ வென்ட் டு நார்த் இண்டியா, ஐ டிட் திஸ் அண்ட் டிட் தட், லார்ட், பட் வாட் ஹவ் யூ டன் ஃபார் மீ? பட் காட் இஸ் நாட் அ காட் ஹூ வில் ஃபர்கெட் what we have done for him. You know, Bible says, even if you give a cup of water to the for, in the name of the Lord, we will not go without receiving the reward. So here, God Jesus, he made use of the Simon Peter's boat. He preached his message. He did his work. But then he is not forgetting Peter. And he says, now I am going to bless you. You know, that is the wonderful Savior. When we do something for the Lord, we will surely be blessed. I see many of you coming here, you know, sweeping the floor, vacuuming and doing all kinds of things and, you know, playing music and contributing to the church and contributing to the Lord. And I would say for sure, when you do that for the Lord, and not because you're doing that, but when you do that for the Lord, He will not forget your works for the Lord. You know, today we were praying for Pastor Light and so many times we pray for him, and it's good, and I believe that our prayers are definitely helping and reviving him and healing him. But when this thing happened, the first thing that I thought of was Mrs. Light. And I know I don't want to embarrass her, but Mrs. Light, how much she would be going through. The pain, yet she walks around with a smile. You know, even the week before this happened, I spoke to her and I was asking, for some reason I was feeling so restless, asking her, how about the pastor's health? And, you know, with a smile, she was talking, but I knew there was tears inside her. And when this happened, when I prayed for Pastor Light, when I was in New York at that time, I said, Lord, for the sake of his wife, for the sake of his wife and for the sake of his son, give back his life. Give back his life. And so let us not forget to pray for the family. You know, they need so much of prayers. And I believe our prayers, you know, will give him a happy, long life and a blessed life. At the same time, why I went to this topic was, you know, all that Mrs. Light has been doing for this church and for the ministry, you know, the Lord will certainly reward, just as he rewarded Peter. So let's move on. So here it says, put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch. So I was wondering, deep water, what is this deep water, Lord? If Jesus was so powerful, he could have asked for fish right from the heavens. He needed, I even read, you know, recently, somebody sent me in WhatsApp, like there was, in Thailand, fishes were raining from the sky. And I asked my dad about that, and he said, there is a scientific thing, you know, where the eggs can go up and sit in the clouds and then become fishes. I don't know, there's some scientific thing. But if Jesus was God, he could have produced fishes right at the shore, you know, somewhere where the waters. But here he says, put out into the deep water. Put out in the deep. Aalamana anubhavangalukku kartha nammai kondu porar. God wants us, you know, sometimes we are happy with our Christian life. We are happy just living in the borderline. We are happy in the shore. And we think everything is fine. I have part of the shore here. Whenever I want, I can go just dip my feet in the water and chill out and cool off. But God says, I want you to go deeper. And this deep water experience was for a very spiritual purpose, where Jesus could spend time intimately. God wanted to spend time intimately with Peter. That is why. You know, time is such an important factor in our Christian life. The Bible says, the thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. Right? So, all the millionaires are in the hands of the devil. You know, all the actors, Hollywood people, everyone are in the hands of the devil. He's got a lot of money, he's loaded. And he can give to so many if he wants to also. So what does Satan want to steal from me? What does he want to steal from me? Maybe, you know, my fossil watch or something? No. Satan wants to steal my time. If he can steal your time, he has got you. And today we have so many time stealers, our Facebook, our social medias, our iPads, our TVs, our computers. There is hardly any time that we could give for God. I know I've been a victim of that, and I hope I won't be a victim of that anymore. But it happens, you know, so many times. Early morning, first thing you want to see who sent me a message or who sent me an email. First thing, and I really appreciate Brother Selvin, he always sends me a scripture. So these days I'm looking at that Bible verse each time you send me. But, you know, every time we are focused, our time is being stolen. And who's the one who steals our time? The devil. The thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. So here, you know, Jesus takes him to the deep water experience so that he could spend time. And all he wants is our time. And during that little span of time, I don't know how many hours it would have taken to row to that deep water section. But during that time, Peter was facing Jesus. Jesus was facing Peter. Right? In a boat, you have to face each other. It's not like a car. So they were facing each other. And Peter was gazing into the beauty of Jesus. Gazing into the love of God. The more he could see Jesus, his life started transforming. I don't know what Jesus would have shared, but Jesus might have shared certain things that would have even melted his soul. You know, so things happen. That's why God wants us to go into the deeper experiences. So I was asking Lord, okay, what is this deeper experience, Lord? Do I need to 24 hours stay on my knees and keep praying? Do I just keep reading the Bible or just stay in church whenever there is a service? But, you know, the Lord started giving me some ideas. He was talking about giving to God and receiving from God. So what do we give to God if we want to have this deeper experience? Number one, I put it as time with God. If we can allot and sacrifice our time, be it the midnight hour or the early mornings or whatever time that we can give for God, I would say that is the greatest thing we could give to the Lord. You know, sometimes we think if I put an offering or give my tithes or, you know, just write a check to some pastor in India or something, you know, God will be happy. You know, all those things are great. But can you give your time to God? Because only if you give your time, he could work within that time. So can we give our time to God? The next one is sacrifice for God. Whatever we sacrifice for God. You know, so many times we think, oh Lord, I'm doing so much. Sometimes I would carry all these guitars and heavy guitars and say, Lord, do I really need to be doing all this? You know, I can just stay at home and play and do some recordings and sell my CDs. By the way, I have brought my CDs also. But, you know, I would think like that. And why do I need to carry these heavy guitars and keep going and doing the ministry? But the Lord, whatever we sacrifice for God, even if it's a little song that we can sing here, you know, a little prayer that you can pray for pastor or anybody or a friend, if we can do something for somebody, it is a sacrifice. So sacrifice for God is something that we could give for him. What else can we give to the Lord? Intimacy with God. You know, that intimate experience with God can only come when we know him. You cannot get intimate with a person unless you know that person. And the only way we could know that person is having a direct relationship with the Word of God. Because the Word of God is God made flesh. And if we could read the Word of God and keep meditating on the Word of God, you know, God, then we can get intimate. Then we can know the heart of God. We can never know the heart of God if we don't read the Word of God. If we don't go to church, if we don't listen to sermons, we will be a stranger to the Lord, you know, until the last day. So get intimate with God. And then living for God. By deeper experiences, we have to start living for God. Not just get to know him, but what is on his heart? What does he want me to do? So many times we go to the Lord and say, Lord, I want you. I want this, I want that. I want you satisfy me. You know, there's a beautiful song. It says, I'm satisfied with Jesus. But the question comes to me as I think of Calvary. Is the Savior satisfied with me? Is God satisfied with me? So if I start living for God, then I could satisfy him. But the thing is, the blood of Jesus is the only thing that he requires. And we should be covered by the blood of Jesus. But not only that, you know, the Gospels talk about salvation. But after you go across the gospel, it talks about Christian living. And Christian living is so very important and so much neglected. The Galatala Christuvukaga Jivikrade Illama Poichi. And grace, kiruba, kiruba, kellame kiruba, analana enda paavala seila. I can do anything. I'm just, you know, and I'm saved and I can make it to heaven. I'll tell you, my friends, going to heaven is not the ultimate aim of a Christian. It is an automatic thing. We are already on the train once you're saved. You're already going to the right destination. But what are you doing on the way to the destination? Is living for God, living for Jesus. And then what are the other deeper experiences? Aramana Anubangal, I'll finish quite shortly. It's here it says receiving from God. Okay, I'm giving. Okay, we always want to be givers, givers, givers. And the people are there always say, give, 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 give. We go to many churches, they say, come on, give, give, give. Now I've been to certain churches like that. You give, you'll be all right. You give, you'll be healed. Everything is fine. But what do I receive from God? Is God a person who will forget me and not give me anything? Here it says, receive God's forgiveness and healing. You know, forgiveness and healings are two double cure. People think, you know, Jesus died on the cross just to forgive our sins. But people forget that the things that he did at the whipping post, when he gave his body to be beaten. The Bible says, by his stripes we are healed. When we find difficulties in our health, first thing is we think of doctors or insurance and other things. But Jesus went to the whipping post before he went to the cross, that his body will be mutilated and, you know, shredded literally for the sake of our healing. So always remember that Jesus has paid the price for our healing. If pastors heal today, it's by the stripes of Jesus. And, you know, God can heal us in our hearts, in our emotions, in our bodies, in any area of our lives. And he can heal this land. He can heal the church. He can heal our brokenness. So forgiveness and healing we receive from God. And next is blessings. You know, the Bible says the blessings of the Lord maketh rich. He addeth no sorrow. The blessings of God. And what else? Power for Christian living. You know, today the temptations that our youth are facing, our children are facing, is something terrible that we have not seen. And we do not know what our children are going through in schools. And the temptations they are facing today is, you know, I do a lot of ministry among the youth, and I look at them and think of my childhood and how much I struggled with temptations. But these guys are going through something that is far beyond our imagination. Schools laanga over the pillaigal vandu avanga anubikkira sodhanaigala paathina bayangaramana sodhanaigal. You know, if a young boy can keep himself unstained by this world, you know, I would say he is the ultimate saint. But they are going through so much. But what they need is the power of the Lord. They need the power of God through the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, through the intimacy with God. We all need, and our children need, the power of the Lord and the anointing of the Lord. Abhishekam. The Abhishekam, when Samson was, he was just a human being, you know, just like a normal person. But when the anointing of the Holy Spirit came, he could tear the mouth of the lion. He could take the gates of the city. Today, if we want to evangelize the city, if we want to bring souls into this church, if we want to fill the empty seats in this church, we need that power and we need that anointing of the Holy Spirit. It should sweep through our lives. And I believe it's that anointing that, you know, the servants of God are standing here. Sometimes I used to look at pastor without any notes. He would just be preaching. I tell you, it is nothing but the anointing. You know, of course, he invests a lot of time and hard work, but it is the anointing that has made him a preacher. And because of that passion for preaching, God has raised him up once again. It is that passion that can raise us up. If we have that passion, you know, we could do great things for this church. And the passion, that power of God, the Christ, the anointed one. That's what Christ means. The word Christ, it says, he's the anointed one. We need that anointing. And the anointing மட்டும் இருந்தா போதுமா? ஆவியின் கனிகள் நம்மளுக்கு தேவை. The fruits of the Holy Spirit. The anointing does not take us to heaven. You can be a non-anointed person. You know, Bible says the people came to the Lord and said, Lord, we did so much for you. We healed the sick and we raised the dead and we did so many other things. God says, I don't know you. So anointing today, there's so much a focus on the anointing that people forget the fruits of the Holy Spirit. It is the fruits of the Holy Spirit that can take us to heaven. The fruits of the Holy Spirit is very important. And next, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lord, you give me the gifts. You know, my father, when he gave his life to the Lord, he asked the Lord. There was a point in his time, in his life, when he said, Lord, I want the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I want the gift of casting out demons. I want the gifts. And the Lord started giving him those gifts. He was just an ordinary person. But when he would start singing, demons would tremble and the people would just fall. And, you know, they would be delivered. So we need the gifts of the Holy Spirit. If we want the church to be full today, the gifts of the Holy Spirit should operate. Parisuthaviyavunarvan varangal nammaludaya vaalkaiyila kriyai seidha. That is the deeper experience. And the next one, that I feel this is a very important thing, the joy of the Lord. எல்லோரும் ரொம்ப சோர்ந்து போயிடுறோம். இந்த வெறுமையை பார்த்து பார்த்து, எம்டினஸை பார்த்து ஒரு மாதிரி சோர்வில் இருக்கிறாங்க. நிறையா சபைகளை போகும்போதும் ஐ ஃபீல் தட் அந்த சோர்வு நாவி வந்து அந்த மக்கள் மேலே இருக்குது. தே ஆர் நாட் ஹாப்பி. டுடே இஃப் வி வாண்ட் டு இவாஞ்சலைஸ் அ பர்சன், தே ஷுட் சீ த ஜாய் ஆஃப் த லார்ட் இன் ஆர் லைஃப்ஸ். த பைபிள் சேஸ் இன் நெஹெமியா, த ஜாய் ஆஃப் த லார்ட் இஸ் அவர் ஸ்ட்ரென்த். ஜாய் இல்லைனா ஸ்ட்ரென்த் இருக்காது. ஸ்ட்ரென்த் இல்லைனா கிறிஸ்துக்காக ஜீவிக்க முடியாது. ஸோ வி நீட் டு ஹேவ் த ஜாய், அந்த தெய்வீக சந்தோஷம். நாட் ஜஸ்ட் ஜாய் தட் கம்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் ஷாப்பிங் அண்ட் அதர் திங்ஸ். யூனோ தோஸ் ஆர் கிரேட் திங்ஸ். ஐ லைக் டு ஷாப் ஃபார் கிட்டார்ஸ் அண்ட் இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட்ஸ் அண்ட் கிவ்ஸ் மீ லாட் ஆஃப் ஹாப்பினஸ். பட் டெம்பரரி தான் அது. ஒரு கிட்டார் வாங்கிட்ட பிறகு அடுத்த கிட்டார் எப்போ வாங்கலாம்னு யூஸ் பண்ணேன். ஸோ ஷாப்பிங், ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ், யூனோ, ஆல் தீஸ் ரிச்சஸ் வில் ஜஸ்ட் கிவ் அஸ் டெம்பரரி ஜாய். தெய்வீக சந்தோஷம் வி நீட், that divine happiness. Hebrews 1:9, you can read it later, but that's the reference for that. Okay, let's move on to the subject. I'll finish again soon. Verse 5, it says, Simon answered and said, Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing. Lord, I'm a professional fisherman. I know this lake. I know this place. I know this church. And I know if I do this and that, I will be able to bring people into this church. And we try all kinds of programs. The same way, you know, Peter saying, I tried all night. We strived. The church epdiya sabaya kattradhukku janangala koottu varadhukku evlo naanga kashtapottom andavare abin solran. In spiritually speaking, hard, we worked hard all night and caught nothing, Lord. But then he says, Lord, I'm a professional fisherman. I know you're a carpenter. I know you have no experience. You maybe have not seen any fishes in your life, but I will do as you say, and let down the nets. So this is what God requires from us. So many times, you know, we are so full of reasoning. The reasoning da namalukku thada pannudhu. I would often say, you know, the paralytic person, you know, when the house was crowded, what did they do? They ripped open the roof and they put the paralytic man for healing. So I felt the Lord saying, it is sometimes your reasoning needs to be ripped out. Roof vandhu inge dhaan irukku. அந்த ரூஃபை வந்து கொஞ்சம் ஓப்பன் பண்ணு. யூனோ, கிவ் யுவர் ரீசனிங் ஃபார் த லார்ட். டோன்ட் யூ இட் யூனோ, இட் இஸ் குட் டு ரீசன். ரீசனிங் இஸ் வெரி குட். யூனோ, வி காட் டு திங்க் இன் ஆர் ஹியூமன். தட்ஸ் வை காட் ஹஸ் கிவன் அஸ் அ பிரெயின். வி ஹேவ் டு ரீசன் அவுட். பட் தேர் ஆர் டைம்ஸ் வென் யூ ஜஸ்ட் ஹேவ் டு ட்ரஸ்ட் காட். யூனோ, சோ மெனி டைம்ஸ் வென் ஐ வென் த்ரூ ஹெல்த் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ், ஐ வுட் சே, லார்ட், ஐ கனாட் டிரைவ் அனதர் இன்ச். ஐ கனாட் கோ டு சர்ச் டுடே. அண்ட் யூனோ, சம்டைம்ஸ் ஈவன் ட்ரை டு ஸ்டாப் கோயிங் டு சர்ச். But God says, just step out in faith. If Peter was reasoning, he wouldn't have stepped out of the boat. But so many times, you know, we try to reason. But Peter was a person who, when it came to a point with the Lord, he just shut down his reasoning. And here, that's exactly what he says. Lord, I know this place is not the right place and this is not the right time for fishes. But I will do as you say and let down the nets for a catch. Verse 6, it says, when they had done this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish and the nets began to break. You know, when he obeyed the Lord, despite his reasoning, despite the situation, despite what the weather says, despite what his experience was saying, when he let down the nets, you know, letting down the nets was something like letting down our pride. So many times our pride is a hindrance. So many times our experience is a hindrance. So many times our reasoning is a hindrance. But இதெல்லாம் கீழே போட வேண்டியதாக இருக்குது. God, he says, Lord, I'll put the net down. And when he had done this, verse 6, it enclosed a great quantity of fish and the nets began to break. We hear this word breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. If you go, you know, go on TBN or TV, Christian TV, the breakthrough blessings, breakthrough blessings. இதுதாங்க breakthrough. This is the breakthrough. You know, the nets began to break, literally. So whatever we are facing in our lives, whatever hardness we are facing in our lives. Maybe your children are very hard-hearted. They are not able to, you know, yield to the Lord. Maybe some of us are hard-hearted and we are not able to yield to the Lord. But we are going through this hardness. When Jesus steps in, when we start obeying the Lord, He will break every hardness. எவ்வளவு பெரிய கடினமான நெஞ்சத்தையும் இயேசு கிறிஸ்து உடைப்பார். God can break every hardness. So that is exactly what's happening here. The nets began to break. And what happens here when the nets began to break? Suppose Peter would have said, no, I need all the fish. I'll keep it to myself and whatever I can get. You know, what would have happened? The boat was full, flooded with fishes now. The nets began to break. But here I call this share or sink. Verse 7, it says, there was a signal to their partners in the other boat for them to come and help them. And they came and filled both of the boats so that they began to sink. They began to sink. So, you know, share or sink. God has given each and every one of us an anointing, a gift, or, you know, so many other external things. But if we don't begin to share the goodness of the Lord, we will begin to sink. So that is where, you know, sharing is a very vital part. If you have the love of Christ, if the Lord has touched you and saved you, don't keep it to yourself. Share the love of the Lord to others. Tell them about Jesus. So that is how we can fill the empty seats of this church and fill the emptiness in our lives. So, you know, so they began to share. And when they shared, of course, you know, everyone were happy. Verse 8 says, but when Simon Peter saw that, he saw all these things happening, the overflow of the blessings of God, and he was convicted. God's blessings should bring conviction in our lives. But are we grateful? Are we convicted? Sometimes whenever I open the fridge, you know, I think, Lord, thank you for filling this fridge. Thank you for everything that you do. Thank you for this car. Thank you for all the goodness. Thank you for the riches. Thank you for the grace to play the guitar. Thank you for the grace to stand and preach. Who am I, Lord, that you should do? You know, we need to think in those terms. Lord, thank you for this beautiful job. Thank you for this country. You know, so many times I drive in this countryside and I would say, Lord, I thank you for this beautiful country. Let us not keep thinking about India, 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 and the India எப்படி இருந்தோம் அப்படி இருந்தோம் எல்லாம் சொல்லுவாங்க. அந்த டைமில் வந்து ரொம்ப கஷ்டப்பட்டுருப்பாங்க. ஆனால் இந்தியாவில் இப்படி எல்லாம் என்ஜாய் பண்ணோம், இதெல்லாம் இங்கே வந்துட்டு வெறுமையில் இருக்கிறேன் அப்படின்னு அந்த ஃப்ரெண்டு சொன்னார். ஸோ வி ஷுட் நாட் கீப் திங்கிங் அபவுட் த பாஸ்ட், பட் என்ஜாய் யுவர் பிளெஸிங்ஸ். தேங்க் காட், தேங்க் யூ ஃபார் த பாஸ்டர், தேங்க் யூ ஃபார் திஸ் சர்ச், யூ நோ. ஸோ பட் சைமன் பீட்டர் சா தட் கன்விக்ஷன் கேம் அப்பான் ஹிம் அண்ட் ஹீ ஃபெல் டவுன் அட் ஜீசஸ் ஃபீட் சேயிங், கோ அவே ஃப்ரம் மீ லார்ட் ஃபார் ஐ எம் அ சின்ஃபுல் மேன். This is conviction. When the blessings of the Lord come into your life, are you convicted that you are unworthy? Unworthy of the blessings. You know, salvation is nothing but a realization of our undeserving state. What is salvation? You can preach so many sermons on salvation. What is salvation? When you start realizing that you are undeserving, when you start realizing that you don't deserve the grace of God in your life, I tell you, that is salvation. When you start thinking in those terms and say, Lord, I'm unworthy, then Jesus fills you with this worthiness. That is what I call amazing grace. Verse 9, it says, for amazement had seized him and all his companions because of the catch of the fish which they had taken. You know, they were amazed. There's a song, I stand amazed in your presence. We sing that song, Amazing Grace. You know, so we have to be amazed. Keep your heart amazed. As I started off, Utsagamana Avi. என்னை தாங்கும்படி செய்யும். கீப் அவர் ஹார்ட்ஸ் அமேஸ்ட். ஆல்வேஸ் லுக் அட் த லார்ட் அண்ட் கீப் பி அமேஸ்ட். டோன்ட் கெட் டயர்ட் ஆஃப் வர்ஷிப்பிங் ஹிம். டோன்ட் கெட் டயர்ட் ஆஃப் யூ நோ கமிங் டு சர்ச். டோன்ட் கெட் டயர்ட் அண்ட் சே ஓகே திஸ் இஸ் த லாஸ்ட் வீக் ஆஃப் த மந்த், லெட் மீ ஸ்டே ஹோம். யூ நோ ஐ ஹோப் சம்படி இஸ் லிஸ்னிங் ஆன்லைன். ஹல்லேலூயா. எனிவே வர்ஸ் 10 இட் சேஸ், அண்ட் ஜீசஸ் செட் டு சைமன், டூ நாட் ஃபியர், ஃப்ரம் நவ் ஆன் யூ வில் பி கேச்சிங் மென். ஸோ த பர்பஸ் பிஹைண்ட் த பிளெஸிங்ஸ், காட் ஹஸ் கிவன் ஆல் த பிளெஸிங்ஸ், ஹி சா த ஃபிஷஸ், பட் காட் சேஸ் இட் வாஸ் ஜஸ்ட் அ லெசன் for you to catch men. Don't get stuck with those fishes. Don't stay with those blessings. Don't get stuck and comfortable in your, you know, the playroom where we enjoy everything and just stay or watching movies and every other thing. But God gives us the blessing so that he can teach us how to get the greatest blessing in this world, that is the salvation of souls. And Jesus said to Simon, do not fear. From now on you will be catching men. You know, one of the main things why our churches are not filled today, why we are unable to go and evangelize and bring souls to our church, to our churches, is because of one thing, fear. That's why Jesus says here, do not fear. Today I was, you know, so happy to see Uncle Devasagam, you know, leading the thing. And if he says, oh, I cannot, I'm fearful. Or if I say I'm fearful, Lord, I don't have the experience of, you know, I'm not a good speaker, I'm not a good singer, and I keep just sitting in my comfort zone, I will not be able to do anything for the Lord. So that's why Jesus says, do not fear. That is the catch. You know, if you want to catch fish, if you want to catch souls, do not fear. So go forward. What keeps you from being fishers of men? That is the only thing that can keep us from being fishers of men. You know, David says, I do not mind to be undignified. He danced before the Lord in such an undignified manner, and he was despised by his very own wife. You know, sometimes today I was saying, Lord, you know, I can preach in small churches, but this is a great place where Pastor Light and other, great evangelist have stood in this pulpit, and I'm a little bit fearful and nervous, Lord, I cannot do this. But then I told him, Lord, if David was undignified, I don't mind getting embarrassed, Lord. I don't mind getting nervous or anything for you, but I will do this for you because you told me to do. And that is how I am standing before you, you know, that is the secret. And then let's go to the last verse. It says 11, when they had brought their boats to the land, they left everything and followed him. So this is the most blessed verse. When they brought, you know, they got, Peter got all the blessings. He got everything that he needed from God. But then it says, they left everything and followed him. So this left everything is not a part of the emptiness they had. Now they are full. But then that fullness of earthly blessings, they left everything and followed God. God doesn't call us to, you know, give up our jobs or sell our cars and sell our houses and serve him. But what can you leave? What sins can we leave behind? What are the things that are keeping us from, you know, moving forward in the Lord and having this deeper experience? Can we, will we be able to give up those things that are hindering God's move in our life and give it up for the Lord and follow him? That is what, you know, this is the secret of God's fullness. You know, that person, he was telling me, I'll go back to India. So I said, very well, you go back to India. So he went back to India. He was filled with more emptiness there. And now he's back in the U.S. I don't want to share his name, but he's a good friend of mine. So nothing else in this world can satisfy us. Nothing else can fill the void in our lives. Nothing else in this world can fill the emptiness. Maybe you can just be preoccupied, but it will not fill us. There is only one thing that can fill us, and that is our intimacy with Jesus. So as the word of God said, in the starting, I said, restore to us the joy of the salvation. It means if you're saved some years back, chances are you can lose the joy. So let us ask the Lord, restore us the joy of the salvation. Restore to us. Urchagamana aviye engalukku thara andavare endru jeevam ponnu. Let us pray. Father God, we praise you and thank you, Jesus. We pray, Lord, our Father, that you will draw us nearer. As the song says, oh Father, draw me nearer. Draw me nearer, O blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died, to thy precious bleeding side. Innum kitta kitta engalai serthukollandavare. Let us be able to come to the deep waters. Even though it is scary, even though it is a risk going in the deep waters, help us to take the risk and go and bring, Lord, a great catch of harvest of souls for this church, O Father God. And for our lives also, every emptiness, I pray that it will leave us and fill us with your goodness and your mercies, O Father. Let our lives be a different life, O Father, from now on. And let this church be a different church, O Father, filled with people, filled with a congregation that is worshiping you, Father God. Once again, we thank you for speaking to us, O Father. I pray that you'll cover each and every one of us under your precious blood. You know our needs, O Father. Especially we pray for pastor's health, O Father, that you'll completely revive him and heal his throat, O Father, that he will be able to come and testify and preach for your glory, O Father God. In Jesus' most precious holy name, we ask and receive this, Lord. Amen.